Hallelujah. God is counting on the church, amen? And immigrants, you can smile. God is going to use you. And you that are not immigrants, God's going to use you in another country. So pray for your own country to come out. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, we are going to have again our brother Lee Grady come back. He was here this morning. Were you blessed this morning? Let's put our hands together as we welcome our brother Michael Obi first. Okay, the order changed. Hallelujah. Well, let's put our hands together for the Lord as we welcome Pastor Michael Obi.
Hallelujah. After each speaker, we have to pray, amen. And we want to spend some time to really push in the spirit to the physical world what the Lord just spoke to us, amen. The reason we came here this week is for transformation leading to tomorrow. So when we come here to lay before the Lord, we definitely will see an effect in the spirit. So the various mountains that the Lord has been teaching us is how do we violently take it back. And so that's why we're looking at education and the various ones. And today, we just said about economy. Amen? Just to add to what he was saying, what the Lord was speaking, if we really believe what we just heard, the book of Galatians chapter 4 talked about, it says, though we are kings, we can still live as slaves because of our mindset. Amen? And that's what he's saying. God has given us something, but if our minds are not changed, it will still be in the hands of the world. And the example of Joseph, Daniel, and this is because God took them and changed their mind. And they were able to walk in the promises that came already from Abraham, but they walked in it in those lands. Amen? So we want to pray for the next few minutes. Amen? We want to pray for the next. And just we remember the word the Lord gave that we can just flow as the Spirit of the Lord leads. I believe that God is not true with what you just received. Amen? Amen. We just received how to transfer wealth, but it's here. So I will ask Abraham to come back in a few minutes after we pray, to just briefly tell you, because some of the books, like he said, is truly inspired of God, to just take another 5 minutes and tell you what God showed to him about kingdom mandate, that book. Because if you take that and tie it to this economy, you will get some shift in your mind and you'll understand. Amen? But let's take a moment and stand up. Amen? Kofi can play quietly on the keyboard. I want you to begin to visualize yourself walking in what you just heard. Not your neighbor, not that person says, God sent you here for you to walk in that. Let me give an example of what the Lord is saying. You see, Satan, like we shared on the first day, when he came, he, in the spirit, understands a lot about what he's saying about lands and stuff. The reason why Saudi Arabia is where they are and things, the devil is controlling the wealth of the world because he knows what is on the ground and allows certain people to be on those properties to manage the resources of those lands. Like Africa, most places are wealthy. You don't need anybody. God has given every nation enough wealth if only they discover what God has given to them. Whether it's oil, whether it's whatever it is, whether it's stones. But the reason why we are losing the battle is God wants us to be in tune with the Spirit. Amen? There's a brother, I won't mention his name. He bought a land, I won't mention the state. But he bought this land from the government was using it for a training ground. And the Lord told him, do whatever it takes to buy that land. He bought the land. After he's moved in and everything has been transferred, they found an oil well in that land. And now you know what that means. And that brother, when he talks, he says, I don't even know how to count the zeros in my account now. And he's a believer. So we are truly entering a season where God wants to give us the mountains back. Amen? But we need to be trained and empowered on how to manage it. To have the capacity. Like Daniel and his co-workers, like Joseph. And you are that righteousness of God. You are the seed that God has called. We, and the time has come that God is calling us through this meeting to live with a different mindset. God wants to make us people that employ others. Amen? So if you believe it, it's a covenant promise. So ask God tonight, God, give me a kingdom worldview in the area of economy, in the area of whatever you call it, give me a kingdom worldview. Like he said, many times we train people only to preach from the church. But let me tell you, the greatest preacher can be a business owner. Chick-fil-A today is one of the most powerful preachers. Why? He's used his money to influence restoring marriages than anybody else. Hobby Lobby today is the highest giver in the whole. What he gives in a month sometimes is unbelievable. Why will God trust him with such wealth? He believes in giving it to empower the kingdom. And so many others. Amen? So let's pray. Hannah said, God, if you give me, I'll give it back to you. If we have that mentality to give God back, God can trust us more. Amen. So let's pray in the spirit. Let's begin to pray in the spirit. And then begin to prophesy to yourself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Do something new in my life. Something new in my life. Something new in my life. Today, oh, day. Hallelujah. Do something in my life. Something new in my life. Something new in my life. Oh, Lord. I cannot do without you. 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 Cannot do without you. I cannot do without you. Oh, do something new, Lord. Do something new in my life today. Something new in my life. Something new. Just a second before we continue with that song. Everything God does is never too late for change. Whatever we've allowed, God has a way of working all things for his good. And for our good, for his glory and for our good. Why do I say that? From this word we're receiving, the position God has called us to manage the economy of this world, all the way from the garden, dominion and all. Adam lost it. But all through different generations, there comes a time that God begins to raise up men and women who take back what was lost in a better position. God promised Abraham Canaan. But before the seed of Abraham possessed Canaan, he allowed the world to plant, to build, and to prepare the place. So whatever the world has done up till now, let us believe tonight. They've prepared, they've built, they've done our things. Let's believe God now to change our mind so he can trust us now to possess what they have done. Amen. Said the wealth of the wicked will be given into the hands of what? The just. So let's pray that God will begin to transform our mind. We already have it here, but we want here to be in agreement with her. So let's pray again. Just pressing in the spirit. Believe God for you tonight. This is you, personalized. You are living this place with a new mindset, a kingdom worldview, seeing this world through the eyes and lenses of heaven. Seeing this world, seeing this generation through the eyes of the power of the Holy Spirit. The creative ability that lies in our spirit. The power of prophetic declaration. Hallelujah. Do something new in us.
Let's pray in the spirit. Let's release is coming to you. From every bondage, God said to people of Israel, I am the God who redeem you from the house of bondage. Redemption is coming to you. Oh, your economy, your personal wealth, redemption in Jesus' name. Redemption, Father. Lord, you are our Redeemer. You are our Savior. You are our Restorer, Father. I thank you for transformation. Oh, emotional transformation, mindset transformation, Father. In Jesus Christ's holy name, I thank you for deliverance. I thank you for redemption, Father. You have redeemed everything the enemy has stole from us, Father. Oh, Jesus came to redeem, to save, to restore everything the enemy has stole from us. Lord, we come to receive now everything that you have paid the price for in Jesus Christ's holy name. I thank you for releasing tonight. Lord, teach us about redemption, Father. Lord, we know about salvation, but teach us about redemption. What redemption is all about, my God. You will never be poor again in Jesus' name. You will never borrow again in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father, for breaking that bondage off of our life, off of our ministries, Father. Oh, Shenera Bokora. Let schools be built in every nation. Universities be built in every nation, Father. Businesses be built in every nation, Father. Oh, Rishemana. Rekenera Lamosotonera. Renta Mama Masolorebo. Reshenera Gala. Retanera Bamosotonore Labo. Repamama Sanera Lereko. In Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for redemption. We thank you for breakthroughs. We thank you for transforming our mindset. Transforming and changing our mindset, Father. Oh, rekenerelamo. The kingdom mindset. Kingdom mindset. We receive kingdom mindset in Jesus Christ's holy name. I thank you, Father. Oh, reshenerelamo. Roto rese mimaka. Mama se norokorele. Ramtamana erepanagaba. Rotena babo sori kinereba. Rondera ma shena ma koto roko rama rina baba soto nore ke mama vina rosso
Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. You say train up a child in the way he should go, and when he grows up he will not depart from it. Father, we, oh God, for having a grasshopper mentality. Mm-hmm. Father, you're calling us to rule over lands and nations. But we have exalted the wisdom of the world, and we have looked like grasshoppers so far. tonight, by faith, we'll receive the mandate. We'll receive the commission. We'll receive the mind of Christ. Father, we receive humility to rule. We receive humility to reign. We receive the humility to possess our possession. Father, we thank you for transformation in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. You can be seated. As I was listening to what the Lord was speaking, you know, money is a two-edged sword. Solomon says he answered all things. As far as this world is concerned, materially. Money, it was David Rockefeller, one of the richest family in the whole world, said, I don't care who a nation is. I don't care who is in power. He says, give me the money, and it doesn't matter who is in power. The Bible also makes it very clear. As Paul was advising Timothy, he says, the love of money is the root of all evil. It's the root, meaning money has power. The God of this world is money. Satan uses money as a weapon. But maybe it's because it's been perverted for worldly purposes. So the message, economy is part of mountains. If God can trust God's people with that economy, that means literally the world really don't have the power they should have. So money has power. And he has influence. Politicians, everybody will tell you, they bow to money. So, I feel it's important for you to hear the kingdom mandate. Just a brief synopsis of the kingdom mandate. So you will also understand that as you have a kingdom mindset, kingdom economy mindset, you understand the kingdom mandate for it. Amen? What the kind of people God wants to empower in kingdom economy. Amen? Amen. Amen. So share just with us about that. Just synopsis of the kingdom mandate.
Amen. Thank you, my apostle. See, when Jesus was on this earth, he preached about one subject more than any other subject, which you know. What is it? The kingdom of God. That's what every human being is designed and created by God to live in a kingdom. Without a kingdom, we cannot operate, either kingdom of darkness or kingdom of God. So Jesus came with a kingdom to give to us. In Luke chapter 12, he said, children, little flock, it is your Father's pleasure to give you the kingdom. So Jesus preached about, he never mentioned about church for a long time. Only in Matthew 16, once he mentioned about church, two times he mentioned about church. But the whole other time while he was here, morning, noon, and evening, Jesus had only one subject to talk about, which is his kingdom. When he was asked to teach us how to pray, he said, let your kingdom come, let your will be done where? On earth. And we are waiting to leave this earth, and God's desire to establish to his kingdom on this earth. And we have been waiting to leave from here. As it is in heaven, Jesus came with a kingdom mandate. I didn't know any of these things because I had a religious spirit. I was so religious and good for nothing. And I was a preacher. And I thought I was going to evangelize. That's when God opened my understanding about his kingdom. See, Jesus trained the disciples in kingdom before he introduced the church. Because every church, every kingdom, every nation has a governing body. America has a governing body called what? Congress. India has a governing body called Parliament. The kingdom of God has a governing body called ecclesia, or the church. You and I are supposed to govern, administer God's kingdom on this earth. Ecclesia is a term that is used in the political world in Greece. Ecclesia means a group of people who are selected by a governing body or a king to execute and govern justice to the people in every area of life, economy, every area. That's what ecclesia is all about. That's where Jesus never asked anybody to sing to him while he was on this earth for 3.5 years of ministry. But he taught them about kingdom. After resurrection, he only had one subject to teach about. In Acts 1:3, he said he was with them for 40 days, telling them about the kingdom of God. What Paul preached about the kingdom, it's in the book of Acts. Book of Acts ends in 28 verse, last verse says, Paul rented a home in an island and preached the kingdom of God to whoever came. And Jesus said, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached as a witness to all nations, and then the end will come. If you don't preach the gospel of the nation, no end is coming. Any wars can come, any nations can collapse. But if Jesus wants to return, this gospel of the kingdom must be preached. There was more wars than this in the early days. First World War, Second World War. Oh my gosh. We were not even alive those times. So we think these are just worst thing. There's worse thing happened in the history than what's happening now. Worst wars happened. But Jesus wants to see his kingdom come to this earth as much as it can. I'm not saying God is going to restore this earth. But we have a kingdom mandate to transform nations with the gospel of the kingdom. That's what these books are all about. I didn't make this up. God gave to me. And when you read it, if it bears with your spirit, receive it. Otherwise, leave it. Amen. God bless you. Thank you, man of God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Okay, let's stand up again. The very second friends you are in is maybe your church, maybe your family. We stay within that circumference. But now we're hearing about a kingdom mindset, something that is beyond just us. Amen? So let's do a little exercise. It's something God told Abraham. He told Joshua. He says, where the soles of your feet shall tread. And Abraham has to walk through these places. And there's what they call prayer walk. So let's just take a moment. Let's just walk through this building. And while you're walking through, just in your mind, see America, through this place God has planted you. And let's begin to pray that God will use you, me, to really to establish in the seasons that we have, that by the power of the Spirit of God, God will use us as vessels, both through prayer, through whatever means, to empower us to really bring about a kingdom influence over this arena, over America, especially in Washington, D.C. Amen? So just pray. Pray. God spoke to Gideon, and Gideon was looking for somebody else. And he says, no, go in this power. We have received something. Let's partner with God to do something. Somebody's going to leave this place walking in a revelation that will change them from this day forward. So let's walk through this building and use this moment as you pray. Amen? And then we're going to come back in about 5 minutes as we do that. But just walk and pray. Cycle America as the worship team just leads us. It's a spiritual warfare.